is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Rule of law. Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner Group, a man who challenged the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, one weekend with a mutiny. And yet, we're told Prigozhin is welcome in Russia, welcome in the Kremlin, has conferences with all the leadership, including Vladimir Putin. At the same time, we're told that the Wagner Group, directed by Prigozhin, a former cook, the Wagner Group is involved in all levels of bad acting in Africa and other parts of the world, all beyond the law. And therein is the lesson. I welcome Dan Henniker, who writes his Wonderland column for the Wall Street Journal editorial board, deputy editor of the editorial page, to introduce us to No Rules at All. Dan, a very good evening to you. It's the 21st century. Well, of course we have rules. Haven't we fought for 2,000 years since the Romans had rules? What is this idea that no rules at all? And what are the rules for men like Prigozhin? Good evening to you.
Hi there, John. Well, yes, indeed. I think most people in the civilized world think that at the end of the day, they live under the rule of law. Yet it occurred to me that the head of the Wagner Group, Yevgeny Prigozhin, is proposing that perhaps we're moving into a postmodern era in which there are no rules. The Wall Street Journal had an extraordinary story this past week detailing Prigozhin's empire. And while it's widely believed, and as it was because of Ukraine and then the so-called mutiny when the Wagner Group was marching on Moscow, the idea is that this is just a collection of guns for hire, mercenaries. Well, in fact, Prigozhin runs a pretty vast empire of upwards of 70 shell companies that are doing something nominally related to real business in any number of African countries. They do mining in Madagascar, in the Central African Republic, Sudan. They protect Bashar al-Assad's oil and gas fields in Syria, from which they derive revenue as well. And all of these companies are finance one another. And so Prigozhin, I think, has kind of taken Putin's creation of a pseudo-democracy in Russia to its kind of logical endpoint, which is to create a multinational pseudo-corporation in business with willing sovereign governments. And it struck me that what Prigozhin is saying to the rest of the world, you may think you live by the rule of law, but it's time to recognize the reality out there, which is that the world is returning to survival of the fittest. And all your rules be damned, Prigozhin is saying, and that he is simply creating a parallel system without the 20th century's burden of accountability. And the question to be raised is, who is seeing the future correctly? People like Yevgeny Prigozhin, Putin, Xi Jinping, the mullahs in Iran, none of whom really play by any rules anymore, or the West, which believes that the rule of law is the way the business of the world is conducted. And I think it is true that we still do live under the rule of law. But that idea, John, is coming under an enormous amount of pressure in our time, and that includes in the United States.
Yes, let's come home to the United States. We don't have to go to looking for foreign monsters. That's a historical line, not a reference to whom I'm about to address. Donald Trump said to be above the law by his opponents. Hunter Biden said to be above, beyond mocking the law by his opponents. Is that America in the 21st century, Dan? We identify where the law can't go.
Well, that's exactly the point, that while we do think we're governed by laws in the United States, most people would assent to that, we find ourselves in a situation where half the country, the left and the right, think the other side is circumventing those laws in the person of Donald Trump or in the person of Hunter Biden and by extension, the president of the United States, Joe Biden. And so we have a process taking place right now, this several indictments of the former president of the United States, which have a lot of people seriously questioning whether this is an appropriate, valid, and defensible use of the law. by the Department of Justice, the highest legal department in the land, and whether Hunter Biden was engaged in rank influence peddling enabled by his father when he was vice president. And, you know, Hunter business associate Devin Archer testified before Congress today, and the transcript of his testimony was released, making it clear that Joe Biden was indeed on the phone occasionally when Hunter was speaking to these business associates in Ukraine. So it truly gave the lie to President Biden's assertion that he has never discussed his son's business with them. That is manifestly false. So the poor American people are left to judge who is going to be called to account for all this. And I think I would put to the audience, John, whether the appropriate venue for this is indeed the federal courts of the United States or whether it is the voting public, which itself is going to have to, unfortunately, make a very difficult decision in choosing which individual's behavior they are willing to countenance in the context of the presidency of the United States.
You write that you don't think either Mr. Biden or Mr. Trump needs to go to jail to make this point. Is that correct, Dan?
I think so. I don't think we actually have to jail them for sure, but it would be so much better if we had some belief that the legal system was working appropriately and properly. Widely believed legal weakness of Special Counsel Jack Smith's indictment of Trump for attempting to overturn the elections is going to put a lot of question in people's minds. I think much of Trump's behavior was reprehensible, but the question is, was it criminal? Ultimately, one hopes that now that these cases are entering the legal system, they'll proceed. We have an appeals process. By and large, the appeals process works pretty well. It could conceivably get up to the Supreme Court. But even there, John, we have watched the past year the left attack conservatives on the Supreme Court and try to undermine the credibility of the Supreme Court, which is what brings me back to Yevgeny Prigozhin. Who's right? Prigozhin, that there are no rules anymore? Or in the United States, where we're kind of skating on thin ice with the rule of law? It's a good question.
Dan, just a minute. The supposed meetings between Putin and Prigozhin, does that suggest that Putin himself is intimidated by Prigozhin's outside the lawness? That Prigozhin's more lawless than Putin?
It suggests to me that they are in a business together. It's a business proposition. And Putin finds it helpful to have Prigozhin out there penetrating these companies indirectly on his behalf. And Prigozhin, you know, it's like, I hate to say it, John, but Prigozhin is basically influence peddling. These countries know that he's got Putin behind him, and so long as he does, the business will keep functioning. It's, shall we say, the Putin brand, a phrase that's been much in the news in the past week.
Nice connection, Dan. Daniel Henniger, writing his Wonderland column about the rule of law in the 21st century. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bachelor.